Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Join us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. We're still hanging out on the Twitter, watching the dumpster burn. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck.
Yay.
And that's my opening.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to open windows at the same time. Oh, hey, okay. Everybody. Thanks for joining us. Let's see what's going on this lovely Monday. We can check the headlines first. I have to deploy the Kong toy because the dog is making funny noises.
Do you think when someone says open a window, people are like, go to your computer or go to an actual window and open
it? Well, I assume if they're listening live, they're somewhat tech savvy that they...
Don't go open a window. Don't open a new window unless it's computer related.
We can't open the window during the show because I'm not sure the neighbors would love our content.
No, yeah, yeah. Plus the dog, man.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal,
Iffy.
HuffPo.
No, they wouldn't love our content. Oh my God.
I know. Although, remember the first few months we were here, the family next door, who then moved, fortunately, literally had a pickup truck with a big giant Trump sign on
the back. Oh, yes. Yes.
Hey, look, another mass shooting.
Oh, okay. Gun related.
Police say five dead in shooting at bank building in downtown Louisville, Kentucky.
Damn.
23-year-old used a rifle to kill four people, including a close friend of the governor Monday at the Louisville bank where he was an employee.
Jesus.
The shooting is the 15th mass killing in the country this year.
Wow.
Coming just 2 weeks after a former student killed three children and three adults at a Christian elementary school in Nashville.
And what are we doing about it, everybody? Oh, wait, we're passing even more. What would you call it? Progressive gun laws in favor of guns.
Oh, right. We're progressing toward more guns.
I don't even know how to say it.
Police in Louisville arrived as gunshots. Is it Louisville? Is that how the natives say it? Louisville?
I don't know.
Or is it Louisville?
Well,
it's probably Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Arrived as gunshots were still being fired inside Old National Bank and exchanged fire with the shooter who died.
Dang, man.
He said, the popo said it wasn't clear whether the shooter killed himself or was shot by officers.
Jesus. You can't tell.
The police chief identified the shooter as one Connor Sturgeon.
Right.
Nine people in two... Excuse me.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, my.
What is it these Frog. Guys can't tell if the shooter was shot by cops or he shot himself? Well.
Nine people, including two police officers, were treated for injuries from the shooting. One of the officers was in critical condition. At least three patients have been discharged.
Man, fuck these fucking guns.
The governor, an emotional Governor Andy Beshear, said he lost a friend in the shooting. This is awful, he said. I have a very close friend who didn't make it today. And one who's at the hospital, I hope, is going to make it through. But I'm sure Governor Beshear... Was he a Democrat?
He's a Democrat!
I was going to say, did
he's
he vote...
He's a fucking Democrat. He's a... He's
did he
a,
vote for shit, or no?
No. He's a Democrat the same... What is there... There's got to be somebody comparable to him in the South. A Democratic governor. There's not really, but...
There you go. That's the headline. I don't know what else to say. We have another shooting. Let me see if I can see what kind of gun he had.
I mean, Bashir is kind of the argument that, like...
Long rifle is all it says.
A long rifle. Bashir is the argument that, like, how the fuck are Republicans in charge of everything else in that state? Then, if more than half of the people in Kentucky actually want a Democratic governor, why is there Mitch McConnell then?
Well, right.
I mean, I think there's some shenanigans afoot. It's no time. I mean, what do you want? Are we supposed to look into that? What went on in his last election? Because we all know it was fucking fishy. But what are we supposed to do? When would you look into that?
Over to the Drudge Report.
Boo.
Ooh, all red letters, everybody.
They're coming for your gun.
I think we're the odds. I heard that.
Oh shit. What are they fapping about?
There we go.
Nine.
Very important sound effect. China ready to fight, they're saying.
Oh shit.
China's military declared Monday it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what exercises are for.
That's what you're supposed to say, you shitbags. I hate the way they do these headlines. You know you make people crazy. There are people going to go out today to bars in the back of their mind. China's ready to fight.
Right.
And some Vietnamese person's going to walk through. They're going to be like, hey, motherfucker, let's go.
I used to do tennis drills so that I would be ready to play.
Ready to play?
Right. Fucking Christ.
I'm ready to do whatever. Dun, dun, dun!
You know, they're dick waving about Taiwan, and I believe it's happened before, and it'll probably happen again.
Right.
So, I think this might be a little...
Listen, it's the peace is a delicate thing over there, so in 2024... Let's elect Donald Trump for president, please.
U.S. Chinese aircraft carriers operating near Taiwan. Chinese carrier Shandong launched 80 fighter missiles in weekend drills.
Damn!
Missions. Whoops. Oh. 80 fighter missions
right.
in weekend drills.
Right,
big
right.
difference.
Not missions.
Not missiles. Yeah, they didn't launch any missiles.
I misread.
I misspoke.
I had a bad typo. You imagine if you're sending that to the telex or whatever.
Well, that's a bummer. Shit going on in China.
But missions and not missiles.
But I thought Sleepy Joe was in bed with China and owned by China and paid by China.
I don't know. He's listen, the guy's in bed. He's got hair to sniff. He's controlling the price of gasoline with his butthole, apparently, according to all these stickers I see.
I mean, you even got Margie out there just outwardly calling him a pedophile. So embarrassing on the national stage.
Oh, whatever, man. I mean, listen, here's what's embarrassing. The movie Deliverance didn't go far enough.
What do you mean?
Those are her people that voted for her. That's her district.
Oh, right.
She's a Deliverance district. I don't think that movie...
You mean it was understated, you're suggesting.
I think the James Dickey novel understated the horrificness of the local people there.
Although I did see there was a documentary that they've revisited now, 20 years later.
Of what?
Called America's Most Inbred Family.
Oh, yeah, the Deliverance people.
And it was, well, no, it was in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, hey, no offense if anybody... Hey, I'm in Florida, so whatever if I offend you.
Man, I'm just saying, stop cousin fucking everybody. Stop fucking your
sisters.
What
do you want them to do then? Excuse me, do you know how much cable is? And what minimum wage is? You want people in the mountains to stop? You got to give people something to do.
Yeah, there needs to be some reach out because... We don't need that shit happening.
Build something up there. I mean, seriously. Everybody pays. These rich people aren't paying enough taxes. Here's an idea. People will fuck their cousins less if you put more infrastructure up there and you give it pay people more money and give them something
squeal.
To...
Squeal!
Yeah,
squeal!
Less... Just like, you know what?
R.I.P. Ned Beatty.
Right, absolutely. People like, you know what? I got a little spending money. Instead of for free wandering around the woods with a shotgun ready to rape tourists, maybe I'll go down to the mall and get a boba and hang out and put some money back into the economy.
So those are your headlines. China. And
mass shooting. Guns.
Thanks for joining us this lovely day. I've already said that. Let's see. I guess this guy, the shooter, was a disgruntled ex-employee
of
live streamed the attack. Oh, we know a little more about him. Louisville shooter Connor Sturgeon, ex-employee, 23, texted friend he'd quote shoot up bank.
Listen, man, that is why people should always work at home whenever you can. You know, the worst you get mad at work at your home office, and maybe you shoot up the computer because that's how you see work, but you're not going to shoot up your own house.
Oh, God, that shit's probably all over 4chan. Shooter was live streaming on Instagram.
Okay.
Police chief says, tragic to know that incident was out there and captured. Yeah, it's flying around. It's flying around the web, the dark web already.
Yes, it's the dark web is the enemy, everybody. And so is social media. That's the enemy. Forget about the guns. I get it. But damn.
So there you go. I always picture he looks like a normal human being.
You know, it's funny. People from other parts of the planet rather than the U.S. must listen to our show, and what happens is we do one of these stories, and then there's a pause, and then there's a pause, and then you always say, well, there you go. And then it's just on to the next story, because it's like America. It's like, what do you want? So there you go. This is what we get. We don't even know. We have so many guns.
Everybody they seem to be interviewing is kind of shocked by this one. Like, this isn't one of these where people's like, nobody was surprised.
Right. People are surprised.
Yeah, they're like, I know this is a cliche, but I would have never expected something like this from him. It's believed to use an AR-15.
Oh boy,
style rifle.
Right. Well, of course you would.
He was found dead at the scene, but they're not sure yet.
See, that's the crazy thing. Not to go off on a tangent of sorry, but that's why you would use an AR-15 if you wanted to kill a bunch of people, because that's what it's made for. It's made to kill a shit ton of people, but we sell it.
There's a reason these shooters take their AR-15s to the mall or to the church or to the bank.
We can't even in this country. School. We are so selfish and so racist and so bored and so thuggish that we can't take... We can't let go of these things. We can't say no more of these AR-15s. We won't make these anymore. These won't be for sale anymore. We'll get rid of them. Oh, we cannot do that for dead fucking kids. Holy shit, you sadistic, dark pieces of shit out there. You Republican bastards.
So I'll let you know if there's any other news from that. I mean, I don't... like he was a disgruntled employee who went batshit and had an AR.
Sure, why not? Hey, what is our representative's rating get from the NRA? What does he get?
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how many millions of dollars do they give Matt Gaetz?
I feel like we've done so many shooting stories. I flash back to Los Angeles. So I'm sure he gets a representative.
You mean when Javier Becerra, the current Secretary of Health.
Holy shit, we're slumming it with Matt Gaetz. Holy fuck. He probably loves guns. He probably has a high NRA rating.
Oh, undoubtedly.
What the fuck ever.
A+, I have no doubt.
Gross ghouls that won't do shit about gun control. It's so fucking dark and cynical and crazy. Like, you're such pussies. You're such pussies. It won't stand up to the NRA and say, hey, okay, we won't take your money. Let's do something about gun control. Let's save some lives. And you're like, no. We like having these vacations like Clarence Thomas has with those mega cunts. Yeah. We're all vacationing with the mega cunts. Sorry.
Take us to...
Sorry about the pile of dead fucking kids.
Where the hell were they? In,
sorry.
Not in Thailand. Were they in Thailand?
They're in Thailand. With the mega cunts. Swimming with dolphins. It, what, hey, what's his rating with the NRA? Clarence, does he have one? How does he vote on gun
shit?
Oh,
probably.
How do you imagine?
A+. Oh, by the way, I saw that Jeff Bezos has officially taken possession of his giant mega yacht.
Oh, boy. My mega yacht. A mega yacht for a mega cunt.
So, congratulations, Jeff.
Hey, I ordered a book not too long ago. Where the fuck is it?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, his $500 million plus yacht has finally made its maiden voyage.
Dude, I tell you, man, Jeff, what I would be nervous about, I saw something about pirates or some shit out there on the water. And dude, they're going to look at that big fucking slow ass sailboat. Holy fuck, man. Are you kidding me? Where are you going to sail that? Where are you taking that?
The Amazon co-founder is the proud owner of a boat worth $500 million. Ocean Co. Masterpiece 416-foot sailing mega yacht, the Koru.
Yes.
Has finally completed sea trials and was handed over.
Sea trials.
Was handed over to her affluent owner.
Oh, yes. Jeff Bezos is ready to pilot this motherfucker. They've had sea trials.
She departed the Ocean Co. shipyard April 6th. Is traveling at 16 knots on her maiden voyage
Hello?
To Gibraltar.
Yay! He's had sea trials. That's a big fucking boat. Mother Nature can take that boat, suck it up in her dick hole, and shoot it right out like it was nothing. Like it's nothing, Jeff. That boat's nothing compared to all the water out there.
Yeah, that was the boat that became most famous for the plan that they had to dismantle this iconic bridge somewhere in Norway, Netherlands, Norway,
Hello.
Norway.
No, in Belgium, right? Antwerp. I don't know. Listen, Jeff, this has all the makings of a horrible movie I might try to watch in the middle of the night about some dumb mega cunt that takes his boat out to the Pacific Ocean. And then he has to fight off pirates. The
Holland, show, Netherlands.
Yeah. And there's a scene where it's like the mega cunt sitting in his boat with all his chicks and whatever. He looks around. He's like, he's all alone. He's like, where's me support yacht? And then some pirate comes in. He's like,
Jeff Bezos has a British accent.
Your support yacht's gone, mate.
It was Rotterdam in the Netherlands where the bridge was, but they ended up not doing it because because the Hollanders the Dutch were planning protests. You know, the Dutch are the Dutch were planning to toss eggs at it.
Yes.
As it passed through the dismantled bridge.
Wow. A mega cunt shows weakness. Or is it deference? Is it weakness that he just didn't want to blow up the bridge anyway? Just to spite these people?
I guess he figured it just wasn't a good look.
But is it, what does he care about that? My thing is like, I don't think that yacht is a good look. And it's got a support yacht. And that to me is a weird
a 200 and something foot support yacht, which is a mega yacht in itself.
It's so funny when normal people have boats, like the one thing that, what do you think if you, let's say if you're a, you have a little money, enough money for a small boat.
Yeah.
What do you think the one major thing you have to contend with is? The one major thing to figure out if you want to spend a lot of time on the boat? What I would think. I don't have a boat, but what would
I'm the owner?
Yeah. Or one thing you're concerned with, the hardest challenge about living on a boat, which would be?
Well, picking the menu for the day.
Well, shitting. I was going to say, well, I guess you could just shit off the side of the boat.
No, you have a big giant throne room for a bathroom. They have facilities on
it's so hard
boats, you know. You took a cruise. Did you shit off the side of the Pacific Princess or whatever the fuck you took down?
No, but
Cabo?
I tell you what. After reading I read an account of somebody that was stuck in one of these cruise ships during this COVID outbreak. Man, I would have fucking jumped out of my portal at a point. I would just leave. That I can't imagine being stuck in your room for fucking what a hellacious. I mean,
you saw that same comic 38 times.
You're not leaving, though. You're not leaving your room.
Oh, they don't let you leave the room?
You can't leave the room because there's COVID. So you're staying inside your room and people are coming around putting shit outside your door. And
do you have cable?
Probably not. No, I know how they do. Yes, yes, you have cable. You have internet that sucks.
Did you have to pay extra
for
like movies or something on TV?
Usable internet you have to pay extra for. Meaning, if you want to go to a
In other words, you got to bring your own Netflix or whatever?
No. Meaning, you have to get their extra package. They have complimentary Wi-Fi that sucks
But
dick.
I mean, didn't they have just like regular old TVs in the cabins?
I don't know.
We're hooked up to something.
The room we were in was... I was in a room with one former heavyweight boxer and another person that was... totally giant.
Was Robert heavyweight? Heavyweight?
Professional, absolutely.
But I mean, was he heavyweight? God, I didn't think he was that big. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but those guys, what really freaked me out about that boat, to be honest, is it was rocking at night, and then Dr. Mike doesn't like, he wanted to sleep on the top bunk above me, and I was like, the bed came out from the wall, and, you know, you put up the legs to make it steady. And I was like, I feel like I should be on the top.
Yeah, he's like he's got to be 240, 250. People. He's huge and worked out.
He's like, I don't mind, man. I don't mind, bro. I'm like, no, no, no. Please let me sleep. And I slept below him.
Yeah. 250 or 150 on the top bunk.
Yeah.
Christ.
But I don't know. Why are we talking about Carnival? Oh, because they dump their shit everywhere. You know Jeff Bezos.
Because Bezos got his yacht.
Every time Jeff Bezos is like, hey, Javier, empty the shitters. And they're like, we're not far enough away, Mr. Bezos. Do you know how much money I pay for this boat? Empty the goddamn shitters. And you know Jeff Bezos is going to empty his shit pipes where he shouldn't.
They suspect the billionaire may steer the mega yacht toward his $78 million beachfront home spread across 14 acres in Maui, Hawaii.
Fucking why, dickhead? Why? Here's it. I think where is he coming from? Europe?
Well, he's not going to be on the boat from Europe.
This is so stupid.
That's going to take, a couple of weeks. He ain't doing that shit. He'll fly to Hawaii and meet it there.
You could just have $500 million. I know you could find some nice, smaller boats you could just have everywhere you want to be. This is
why we don't need billionaires. I mean, this is the prime example. This is a guy who's got too much fucking money. And he's still got, $120 billion more.
And this fuckstick, yes. And this fuckstick, sure, oh yes, it's a sailboat. Okay.
It is.
But the support ship is not.
Probably not.
Absolutely. So the support ship is going to be burning fuel, and that fucking thing isn't sailing. They're not going to sail that. They're going to drive that fucker all the way there, right? I mean,
both of them.
What's this? I don't even want this. To me, I was like, I would feel better if I own this sailboat and this boat, and I'm getting calls all the time, like someone in the sport boat is like, hey, we've got an issue with the plumbing. Do you mind calling a plumber, or we need to call a plumber? Is that okay? And I'm like, all right, yeah. I mean, what day-to-day does Jeff Bezos deal with on that boat? Like, if there's a plumbing...
Are you kidding me?
If there's a plumbing issue, does he hear about it?
No, not unless... I mean, unless he backs up on his rich ass. Koru, the largest sailing yacht worldwide, will have support vessel YS7512 company. The 246-foot support vessel.
Right.
What
the fuck?
Is humongous, offering more than enough space to house an arsenal of tenders and toys, marine gear, and store emergency relief support equipment.
You don't need this! People are going to risk their lives so this cunt can go. Where is he going? Are you going somewhere?
The ship includes a helipad and a hangar for a D-14 value helicopter, whatever that means. A total of 45 people, including crew, guests, and specialist staff, can comfortably reside on board. That's the support ship we're talking about.
The shitty boat.
Right.
Did they have, let me ask you something. Let's say Jeff Bezos, it is his dumbass and whoever the fuck he's with, they want to go swimming. In the support boat and in the boat, did they have snipers that set up that look for sharks?
No. Well, I mean,
that's the first thing I'm ordering. So get up there in that tower and you make sure nothing gets through. Kill those motherfuckers.
The big boat is 417 feet, came in around 500 mil.
Whee! That bitch is going to be on Craigslist next year.
The spectacles first glimpsed at the Zwijndrecht shipyard in West Netherlands. Three enormous decks, a bowsprit, a colossal black hell. Bowsprit is one of those pointy things at the front of the bow.
That's right.
A colossal black hull and an elegant contour.
Colossal
yacht
black
builder
hull.
Ocean Co. outdid the Reverend Black Pearl ship that it made previously, known to be one of the world's largest and most ecological. Oh, that's nice of them. The three decks will feature amenities like an on-deck swimming pool, yay, a movie theater, several lounges, business areas dotting the enormous decks.
Excuse me. This asshole, I'm just saying, dude, there's something about a guy with a personal boat that has a swimming pool in the boat. You have a swimming
pool. I know there's kind of an ocean, like, right there, right?
But listen, I respect that because, I mean, I'm like, I'm not getting
it. Well, you
don't
have to worry about the sharks.
No way. I'm just going to get. But, like, is that dangerous?
What?
A movie theater? Where do you go? Where do you go when the shit hits a fan? Where is the safe room?
What shit's hitting?
Pirates! Shut the fuck up!
Oh, there's definitely a safe room, and I'm sure there's an arsenal.
I bet that's...
There's security. He's probably got... There's... how many people... Okay, wait. Now I gotta
look it up. I would get up... If I own this boat, and I'm hanging out in some place that might be pirates, every morning I'm inspecting everybody. Are we all ready to go? These messed up pirates are coming from my big stupid boat. I don't know why the hell I'm here. Why? It's like he's driving around a fortress.
This can't be right. Is this right? Two helipads, two swimming pools, a mini submarine, 24 guest cabins, dance hall, and hot tubs.
24, though.
Oh, no, this is some other, this is another dude.
Oh, okay.
The biggest super yacht in the world.
It's not Bezos.
It's a Russian businessman, Roman Abramovich.
Abramovich!
Who paid $1.5 billion.
Hey!
His is 533 feet, includes two helipads, two swimming pools, a mini submarine,
ooh,
24 guest cabins, a dance hall, and hot tubs. There's an intruder detection missile system.
That's what the fuck I'm talking
armor
about!
Armor plating, bulletproof windows,
yes,
and motion sensors. These Russians don't
bring
fuck
it
around.
Oh, Russians, I was thinking about sharks. Bring it, sharks! I'm ready for you, motherfuckers! Oh, yeah? You gonna fuck with me? Ready the missiles! Jesus, this is stupid. You know, the crazy thing is, it really is, when one of these boats gets seized, it is so expensive for a government to maintain one of these motherfuckers so it doesn't turn into, you know, you gotta maintain it.
Right.
And it's expensive.
Well, sure.
You have to crew it. I mean, what are you supposed to do with these things?
It costs about $25 million to run, it'll cost.
Right.
It can accommodate 18 guests.
Oh, that's it?
And requires a crew of 40. 40 people are living on Bezos' boat.
Hey, I'm risking my life on the high seas to hang out with Jeff fucking
Bezos. How are you risking your lives? Who's going to take on a 415-foot boat?
Welcome to the ocean, everybody. Give it up to all the... how many people since the beginning of time have died in this water called the ocean? Fucking fuck tons, man. It is dangerous to be on the water. It is inherently dangerous. You are risking your life. You're in the support boat.
Yeah, I don't know that we have any info on what kind of security he's rocking.
Jeez, somebody does. Somebody sold it. I've seen all these movies. What happens is someone on the inside is disgruntled. Somebody's fucking somebody else. Then the safe room specs get loose somehow. Somebody who works in a heist movie with Michael Stratham, they get the schematics and they beg Michael Stratham to get back into business. And then he does one last job and he falls in love with some fucking body that falls out of a container. Right.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. Also in the news.
Yes.
Oh, this one's a couple days old. I might as well knock this one out. This is a shocker.
Yes.
The former Speaker of the House in Michigan.
Okay.
Let me see if you can guess what
party?
Party he is.
Hold on a second. It's been we had a whole couple days off. And I'm rusty, so give me a second. Okay, go ahead.
Former House Speaker Rick Johnson, two lobbyists, and a medical marijuana business owner have been charged in a bribery scheme.
Oh, Republican.
Right. The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan announced at a news conference, this guy was the fucking Speaker of the House.
And now listen to how Michigan. They say this. How times have changed. A medical marijuana scheme with a money element. That's a drug dealer, isn't it? Kind of.
Johnson, 70, was the chairman of the state's Medical Marijuana Licensing Board.
Oh, shit!
Which approved or denied applications for medical marijuana businesses from 2017 through 19. He was charged with accepting bribes.
Oh, yes, he's working the corner. He's deciding who gets what corner, and it costs you, right? He was taking bribes to say who
gets licenses. He whistles to the middle of the block. Where you go pick up the stuff, which was right in front of our apartment in Venice.
Oh, that's right.
When Venice was really scared. Were you there for that or had it cleared up by the time you moved into Venice?
There was some. I don't know.
But I remember when we moved in first, which would have been like 2002, my roommates at the time, there was a guy, because there was a big giant tree right in front of our apartment building. It was like three apartments. It was a smaller building. And that was where the dude in the middle of the block was. He had the stuff.
Right.
And they would come to the corner.
Yes.
And then you would hear.
Yeah.
And that meant the car that was coming down is to receive service. Now, I don't know if dude took the money down there, I'm assuming.
Right.
And then relayed to the other dude. But.
I never when saw we moved too in, much the, of that.
The cops, I remember seeing some cops and they were like, oh, white guys. And they said, well, just say hi to them. Say, hey, what's up?
One time
they're not going to kill you. They don't care.
No, they're business people. Yeah. And I saw two guys once in Venice on the boardwalk trading knives. They were trying to say, I'll trade you this knife or that knife. I remember seeing that. That was a little creepy, but.
Yeah, it was a rough, it was just gentrifying when I first moved in, of course. And then all the rich people discovered it, made it shitty.
You know, one of my first interactions in California when I moved out there, I was sitting at a coffee shop on the boardwalk and this guy walked up to me. He's like, what do you hate most about poetry? And then he tried to sell me some of his poems after.
Oh my God. Well, you always on the boardwalk had to dodge the guys with the CDs.
Oh my God, man.
Listen to my tunes.
You couldn't. Pass. Sometimes with those guys, I'd be so polite. It's like, why don't you want to hear my music? It's just like, holy shit.
Memories of Venice, California back in the day. Now, I mean, it's ridiculously
expensive and
crazy expensive.
Right.
Even for California.
It's like Jeff Bezos' guests from his yacht probably live there on his yacht.
Well, right. Remember, we had lots of celebs moving into the hood.
Do you think on the guest rooms in a Jeff Bezos boat, do you think there will ever be an American politician of a senatorial level on that boat as a guest?
Oh, with like a 14-year-old Romanian girl in the closet?
No, I just, well, I didn't think about
that. A dispenser on the wall? There's a...
sometimes it's like these, you know, there's something about these mega cunts in these yachts tooling around the earth. It's like they're...
It's a fuck you to the world.
Yes,
it's a fuck you to the rest of us.
Inherently hostile.
Yeah,
to say all my money is going to blow up this bridge so I can get this big unnecessary piece of shit boat out to the ocean.
Well, they didn't do it.
God, but that's what's the plan. To God knows do what? God knows what happens on those boats when these weird rich fucks. God, if you go out on this boat as a guest, man, I highly suggest that you. Get a plan of some sort. Get a tracker. Shit, I don't know.
If you're getting invited on that boat, you...
What do you mean?
You don't... We're just going to kidnap you.
Dude, you're a target in that boat.
No, the only rich people are going to show up on that boat and celebrities.
I don't understand what...
Think he's going to bump into somebody in a market somewhere and be like, hey, you want to stop and stop on the yacht?
I'm saying the first 5 minutes of a movie, a mega cunt. Cruises 17, knots forward into the fucking ocean, you know, and it's everybody's on the Lido deck drinking highballs, playing ping pong and all kinds of bullshit. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of pirates on jet skis.
Where do you think they're launching from Mogadishu?
I don't know. There's pirates all over the fucking place.
Saint-Tropez, they're launching Hawaii.
And by pirates,
there are not pirates all over the place.
And I don't mean pirates as a pejorative. I mean people that are on the high seas that rob people.
Nobody's thinking not to be, that you know, the Pittsburgh I think it's baseball a negative team. Thing.
I don't know. But I'm just saying that is, I mean, it's...
Back to this asshole in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, this creep. What's he bribing people to do?
He was... in charge of receiving bribes for setting
that was his job.
That was his title, apparently, for these medical marijuana. See, we knew these fucking Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that tough to predict, but we fucking predicted that, you know, these self-righteous twat-faced Republicans who were like, yes. Oh, marijuana's gonna make the black people rape and kill your daughter.
Yes.
Suddenly, we're going to have a big turnaround when some money was on the horizon. And sure enough,
yes.
You even got fucking the former Speaker of the House of the United States, Boehner.
Oh, that drunk.
Who's on the board of a weed business.
Yeah, that guy can barely bring himself to work in the morning.
After he voted every time not to legalize it and not even to reduce it from a Schedule 1.
Right, that's right. That's right. Well, I mean, these fucking assholes, they put all their competition in jail and now they're selling the drugs. Now they're in charge. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin marijuana. It's going to be like you can go to Walmart and get the shittiest fucking weed ever for nothing.
I saw an article that the illegal, I guess, underground weed market is alive and well.
Yeah.
Because the prices have gone up.
Oh, yeah. For medical?
At the dispensaries. Even though apparently in California, there's, especially LA, there's like a dispensary on every block.
Yeah.
I mean, there kind of was when we were there still, even.
I mean, I don't, you know, I right. I mean, why? Why is it going up? Is it the cost of
profits? Or? More corporations. I'm sure they're buying, you know what's happening. They're going to. Bigger groups, rich assholes, are going to buy, they're going to have chains. It's going to be McWeedles.
McWeedles.
And
they're going to ruin everything.
They're going to ruin it, yeah. And it's going to be big business involved, and they're just going to keep raising prices because they can.
God, we need a socialist revolution. We need to make everything local. Everything needs to be, in each people need to live in these little units, and you can go outside of your unit, but within your unit, there is your medical marijuana dispensary, there's your theater, there's your restaurant, and there's your grocery store, and there's your store where you can buy your clothes and get a haircut, and it's all operated by people that live within the unit. And there's no, you don't need money. You're just happy doing your shit.
What? I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
That's what Florida is.
Autonomous collective.
We're an autonomous collective ruled by Matthew Gates.
We're far from an autonomous collective, oh, yeah. All the shit that these Republicans are doing.
We're just it's not an autonomous collective. It's not a democracy. It's not a...
God, you see the latest thing that DeSantis wants to do? No. He wants to lower the bar on death penalty. Kill people for other crimes than just murder.
You know, man, I mean, hurricane season's a-coming.
Oh, mean, yeah, that's a story, too. Did you see that one?
Why are we focused on that?
There may be an earliest on record hurricane here in the Gulf.
You know,
we're looking, it might have, I don't know, I saw over the weekend there was something forming in the Gulf that could produce a hurricane. And if it is, it would be the earliest ever.
Great. He wants to kill people that steal gummy bears at a Circle K's. That'll help. I mean, you know, I'm going to say something about Donald Trump that isn't totally negative, but it's very fucked up. At least that guy, that piece of shit, suggested something to do about hurricanes. It wasn't like, get sandbags.
What, nuke them?
Well, you know what I mean? At least, that, you know what I mean? It's proactive. That's a proactive.
But there's no...
Can we do anything to stop the storms? Can we do anything to stop the storms?
Well, we can, stop fucking up the environment exacerbating everything.
We're not doing that. But
we're not doing that.
We are not doing that. And I don't want to nuke anything. That's not what I mean. But there must be some sort of energy source we could throw at one of these motherfuckers to make it push it in another direction. We just don't have any. I just don't see anybody coming up with any good anti-storm ideas. But
you have to talk to Bale.
What?
You have to talk to Bale.
No. There should be something we could do we're not doing. There must be something.
I think we would probably do it if we could.
Maybe no one's looking because we assume we can't.
I didn't close this yet. The Michigan House Speaker dude, by the way, entered a plea agreement admitting the charges.
I didn't mean to laugh because I just thought of one more thing I wanted. That's horrible.
He accepted over $100,000 in cash payments.
Jeez.
From companies and lobbyists seeking licenses.
Wow, $100,000. Shit, dude, you're a fucking... I'm trying to understand how...
That's not including travel and private flights that people paid for him.
Right, this is just like a drug dealer saying, I want this corner, and this is how I'm going to get it, and I'm buying it off, and all this shit. This guy's giving away, he's selling medical marijuana licenses.
Yeah. No, regular licenses.
Oh, didn't regular.
Didn't they legalize it there? Oh, it is medical. You're right, medical.
I mean...
I thought they had legalized it fully.
But for places to sell, though, right? For dispensers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you even have to have a license. I mean, in Florida, you don't have to have anything. You can just carry a gun. And in fact, you can carry a gun concealed. You can do anything. And you can even tape the trigger just so it's always firing through your pocket. But in the state, we don't have recreational marijuana.
Per his agreement, government prosecutors have agreed not to pursue charges against him for any other possible bribes related to his time on the licensing board.
What
outside the $110,200 outlined in the felony filing. although he could still be prosecuted for anything he failed to disclose to the government. So there's more that we don't know about than they're just not bothering to go after him for.
As Americans, what does it say? Are we with this? Okay, we're right at the beginning of this part of our country, I don't know, or of our history, where we're going to be having legal marijuana, right? Are we stumbling out of the gate? Or are we going out perfectly? How's it going? How is it going? Because it seems to me that we can't do anything without these capitalist pigs getting their grimy little fingers.
Additionally, thanks to Johnson's acceptance of responsibility for the charges, the government has agreed not to argue against any motion Johnson makes for a reduced sentence from the judge. The plea agreement also states prosecutors will at least consider making a motion for sentence reduction of their own, commonly referred to as a 5K motion.
In legal system, that. No, let's,
the maximum prison sentence for his charge is 10 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine.
Right.
But, you know, I'll be surprised if he even goes to jail. It sounds like they're giving him a warm reach around.
It's a drug crime. Are there mandatory minimums this guy has to
deal with?
He's
a rich white guy who used to be the Speaker of the House. The people that are the judges that are voting what to do with him probably are his golf buddies.
Right. God, I don't know.
It's infuriating.
It's really stupid. They're all on a mega yacht. They're on a mega yacht. They're laughing. They're like, you know what I got in trouble for a couple of years ago? You probably saw in the news, but I was the guy busted for selling the marijuana license, and I could have gotten 10 years, but I got nothing. I got off with nothing. Just because I knew a guy, and, you know.
I wonder if he gets to keep the money that we're not, not being charged with, but he reported.
Oh, that's just pulling a Spiro Agnew.
So that's Republicans behaving badly.
You can't even legalize marijuana. Like, it's a plant. You can't even legalize it because we can't sell the licenses for people without somebody skimming off the top.
Big business fucking everything up.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just like, what is it about politicians that are like, remember, I don't know if you remember this guy named de Blasio. Not de Blasio.
I've heard of him.
Oh. No. I'm getting him mixed up. No, not de Blasio. Why did I say that? He was a governor of Illinois who was on The Apprentice. And
Blagojevich
got a pardon from Trump.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, see, that's a good example of corruption. Like, we couldn't even just have Barack Obama be president. Like, what a great thing. Blagojevich had to be like, let me make some money off of it.
That was a great phone call that they taped, though.
I mean, he...
Where he was basically saying, what the fuck do I get out of it? I got to get something out of this.
Yes!
Out of the Senate seat.
Appoint a senator. It's part of, like, history, dick fuck. And then you don't... And then by not selling the seat means you don't go to jail. That's what you get out of it. You know, are you getting paid as governor? He's just appointing a new senator. That would be fun if somebody said I could appoint whoever to be a senator. God damn. I'd love that.
Weather history could be made this week, and it has meteorologists' attention. It's an unusual occurrence for the Gulf of Mexico to experience a tropical storm so early in the year. However, meteorologists are closely looking on as conditions may contribute to the formation of an extraordinary April storm.
Somebody do so. If I was the governor of this state, I would say, I will pay $100,000 for every fucking hurricane you kill.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
A list of factors is possible for Monday, that's today, in the Gulf. With forecasting indicating rain, high winds, and other associated weather conditions may break out in the waters off the Florida Peninsula and the Keys, as well as Louisiana.
Great, cool. Hey, congratulations on all these houses that are being built right here on the side of the water.
The last documented circumstances of this event happened over the Central Atlantic in April of 2017 when Tropical Storm Arlene was recorded, though none has yet been recorded in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yay. This will be the first it happens.
Oh, okay. Shit. I hate these.
And this is 2 hours ago, so
right.
This story.
You have to think about problems that are difficult to solve. You have to think of them like if it was an action movie. And if it was an action movie and Nicolas Cage and Marky Mark and I don't know who
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Right. Who else? Who else would be good in this? I don't know.
Young Mel Gibson.
Tom Cruise is like Tom Cruise would be like calling his agent. Hey, I got the call. It's this movie that you got me on. It looked kind of looked interesting. Is Mel fucking Gibson in the cast? Because I'm not going. I'm not going.
Florida and surrounding states will experience the incoming rain as soil conditions range from normal wetness in the Florida panhandle to severe dry spell in the southwest part of the peninsula.
See, Morgan Freeman should be president. Holly Berry should be Secretary of State. And Brendan Fraser is a scientist convincing Holly Berry that what they need to do is fly down to this superstorm that's in the middle of the Gulf and drop off.
It's got to be Tom Hanks in there somewhere.
We lost Tom Hanks.
America's actor.
He died in the first 10 minutes because he's expensive. But
he kind of lost some of America, though, when he went and got vaccinated.
Oh, did
remember?
What the fuck do you have to do to keep these people happy? Give it, like, make it more likely that you will die from COVID to stay in your good graces.
That's when all the Tom Hanks is a pedophile stories were popping up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, remember?
God, what an impossible group of people. Jesus. But listen, Holly Berry and Brendan Fraser convince President Morgan Freeman and Vice President Nicolas Cage.
That, president again.
That they need.
Isn't he 80?
Yeah, who cares? He was a good president. You have to go fly down to the hurricane and drop these cubes.
Yes.
These cubes
that don't exist. Something that doesn't exist.
Blue shit in there with the antimatter.
Right.
That sucks up the.
And destroys a life as we know it on the planet.
The electrons from the storm and they get sucked down the ocean. I don't know. Just something like that. And you think about that. Oh, now a scientist will say then, this is all you have to say.
Why don't you just shine light on that COVID?
What combination of bullshit from the periodic table?
Spray some Lysol up your asshole. It'll cure your COVID.
You know, no. That's what. No, and you get a blue cube. You just had to find out what combination of shit on the periodic table must be dropped into the storm kill it. That's where we start, guys. Put on the lab coats. I've got us a starting point.
Yeah, let's mix some carbon with some doesn't existium.
No, you get a noun to throw at the other noun that you want to take out. See. I'm going very basic. And no, but seriously, a hurricane is a noun, and the thing that's going to kill it is a noun.
So that kind of works.
That's where we're starting
logically,
from.
Logically, if it's absolutely something that exists.
Bring in the scientists. We'll use logic to go from there, and we will kill these bitches.
You don't want me as president. You don't want me as president because I'll just get stuff done. I will just get stuff done. I will, just get stuff done. And metaphorically.
Except this sentence. Everything except this sentence is getting done.
Is this Nick?
This is Ali Alexander, the lunatic who appears to be hiding in a basement somewhere. He's the Stop the Steal rally organizer. Yes. And he's one of these, in this these serpent pit of the and they're snakes that live in the cesspool at the deepest end. All going after each other. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene going after Nick Fuentes and Bobert. And you've got this guy going after Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know,
saying he's got stuff on her.
Right.
Because he was upset about Marjorie Taylor Greene calling out.
Yeah.
Or going for McCarthy. They're all upset with her for going for McCarthy.
Right. Jeez.
But here's Ali saying we don't want him as president.
Yeah. What does Ali Alexander, did they ever take a moment and did they think the insurrection went well, or why didn't they have a follow-up plan? Like, everybody got there, they went into the Capitol, and then these people started shitting everywhere, and then they didn't have anything to do once they got there. There was no big moment. Right?
Well, right.
And Mike Pence got away and all that shit. Did they ever have a...
Because they didn't get any of the people they wanted. They didn't get the ballots. that they were hoping
it
to steal.
It was a fail. I mean, you know, yes, it was. I'm not saying it was a horrible thing, of course, but they failed. All they did, they didn't do anything.
President, because I'll just get stuff done. I will just get stuff done. No. I will, you know, just get stuff done. And metaphorically, of course. And I would have jailed a bunch of journalists, you know. I think there are a ton of journalists that, frankly, need to be jailed. And a ton of other journalists that need to be monitored. Someone said a big talk for a nobody. I'm a somebody. I started an insurrection.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Right. Wait a second. Is this guy admitting to a crime?
I'm a somebody. I started an insurrection.
Trump started an insurrection in his Pampers, probably.
Stop the Steal organizer, Ellie Alexander.
Dude, but you started, you didn't though. You didn't have a plan.
Well, yeah, he organized the speakers. He's the one that
oh, did he
got
really?
Alex Jones there. Yeah, he was one of the ones that picked the date.
Did he organize? I mean, did they have?
He met with those representatives.
Right. At the, did they, did
Gosar.
He? Did he?
Seriously. And that brain trust, Rudy.
Oh man, no, man, that I listen. Yeah, this is a weird thing to say, but
yeah,
I want to meet Rudy from a distance. I just want to see
outdoors,
that.
Definitely.
Whatever. I just want to see him walk around in nature and stare at him the same way I might, like a weird looking animal, like an armadillo. Like, you know, the Smoky Mountains, you're driving around, you're like, holy shit, look at that mountain goat. It's weird. Rudy Giuliani just is bizarre, man. And then, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. These Christian nationalists are out their minds. We have some bleed over from Faithless Friday. We never
Jeebus.
Seem to run out of material.
Right.
This is... God, this one's actually a sad story. Philip Andrew Hamilton, a GQP candidate for the Virginia State Senate.
Yes.
Is claiming that, well, here you go. This is, he's running for the Virginia State Senate.
Okay.
We have to provide protections against these teachers that are indoctrinating our children. Now, this is a very personal issue to me, and I'll tell you why. Over 10 years ago, I actually was married. You know, unfortunately, the marriage did not work out, but we did have...
Shocker.
God damn
I'm
it.
Already shocked that this guy's marriage didn't work out.
So, no, somebody got tired of listening
it's
to
quite
you?
A catch, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a very personal issue to me, and I'll tell you why.
I know you will.
Over 10 years ago, I actually was married. You know, unfortunately, the marriage did not work out, but we did have a child, my ex-wife and I, and my daughter, Crystal, she is 13 years old now. and we had some very frank conversations. But last year, she came out to me and said, well, Dad, I'm bisexual. And this is when she was 12 years old. I said, well, you're too young to be really going into whether or not you're bisexual. You said, you're not at a dating age. And, you know.
God, Jesus.
She may not be at a
Christ.
Dating age, but she's starting to have feelings age.
You know, if you can be a dullard all you want and be the most uninformed fucknut and just assume all this. Why do you assume? I hate when dumb people assume that they know so much about something they don't. This child told you that she thinks she's bisexual, and you told her that she's too young to have that urge.
Yeah, you're too young
How
to
helpful,
be bisexual.
Dad, give it up for Dr. House over there.
Whether or not you're bisexual, you're not at a dating age. And, you know, she dismissed me, unfortunately.
Good.
Because I'm sure you didn't have one sexual thought before you were 18, right, fuckstick?
You know,
I'm sure you didn't touch yourself at all in high school and junior high.
You know, I do not have children, but I know what it's like when someone talks to you and they tell you something that's personal in a way. And, you know what you do? You say something supportive back if you're a relatively decent fucking human being. Right. You just say something supportive and you support them. You don't say you're too young to know what you're talking about.
And then they wonder. Then they wonder why the LGBTQ plus youth have emotional difficulties and problems.
Let me help this guy a second. Your daughter says something to you. You listen, and you always should be empathetic because it's your fucking kid, you idiot.
Danny H, and she dismissed me. Unfortunately,
good.
And I found out later on last year that the problem is much worse than just being bisexual. She came out and said, well, I'm no longer being identified as she.
Awesome.
I'm a they, them. My new name is Phoenix, which is like a symbolic of her rising from the ashes. And
tyranny. She's rising from the ashes.
I mean, it's like, listen, this person's trying to figure out their identity, right. And it's a child, and you're doing nothing but torturing them. talking shit. Are you telling me, is this dumb fuck talking shit about his own child?
Yes.
On a fucking podcast.
And joking about it.
You are trash, man. It is not... I don't give a fuck. It is not. You're in a podcast. How much is it worth for you to talk about your kid's personal life?
He's
on your
running
fucking
for Virginia State Senate.
Shut
let's not forget.
The fuck up. Is he really?
Philip Andrew Hamilton.
You're a big piece of shit. You're selling your child out so you have something to put on the air. Go
being
fuck
identified
yourself.
As a she. I'm a they, them. My new name is Phoenix. Which is like a symbolic of her rising from the ashes and dismantling her gender ideology and transforming something new.
Right.
But
I
completely disagree with it. Now she told me, well, my mother agrees with it. You know, she's calling me by the new name, my aunts and uncles, my grandparents. And I said, just because, your mother's family is going along to get along
well
and supporting this doesn't mean that I, well, your father, am going to stand for this. I told her, you need to go to the church.
Fuck you.
You need to.
Oh, that'll help.
Obviously, she's figured out.
Go to a pastor and say you've got a sexual problem.
Do you know what?
As a 14-year-old girl, that's a great idea. The youth pastor right. will be like. Thursday 3 o'clock. Yeah, I can fit you in a Thursday at 3.
I'm no Dr. fucking Ruth, but I figured out this relationship. The wife or the woman, whoever this is the good one, and this one is the shitty one.
She got the hell
this
away
is the
from
shitty
this,
one.
Away from this goose stepper.
Is this? Are you not having? Think about that. Your daughter, her name, their name is Phoenix, rising from the ashes.
Right.
They're telling you this. What?
Said just because, your mother's family is going along to get along and supporting this doesn't mean that I, your father, am going to stand for this. I told her, you need to go to the church. You need to realize that this is not the right path for you. You know, I asked her, what teachers indoctrinated you with this? And she refused to tell me.
Oh, because there aren't any.
God damn it, dude.
You need to realize that this is not the right path for you. You know, I asked her, what teachers indoctrinated you with this? And she refused to tell me. And it infuriates me to this day that the public education system has, poisoned the mind of my own daughter.
Oh my God, you stupid. That this guy is so dumb. He thinks that education made his daughter bisexual.
Right. And maybe at school they've accepted it and said maybe it's they have an accepting policy at the school. And because they're accepting it, he says that's the indoctrination.
Right.
Because the school counselor says, hey, you be you.
You know, it's like, I'm sure a lot of gay people have stories about a parent being like this. And this guy is making himself another one of those fucking stories. And he's running for Senate in
state Senate in Virginia.
In Virginia. How nice. I'm not going to stand for it. Well, I mean, I love what he's going to do. I'm going to send her to the church where she's going to have to pretend to be in front of Jesus so she can manage my dumb fucking temper about whatever.
Hamilton has received the endorsement of radical Virginia legislator Amanda Chase in his bid to represent the voters of Virginia's 11th district in the Senate. He also discussed the recent shooting in Nashville and jumped on the reports that the perpetrator was transgender.
Oh, yeah.
He told the host of a podcast that transgender issues are very personal to him because of what public school teachers have done to his child. That's how this combo started.
If this guy could get it in his... Well, never mind. This is... I mean, it, you know, do these people think it's a choice? Like people are making this evil choice to be gay or to be trans?
Well, no, the evil libtards are indoctrinating... evil libtards are indoctrinating their children at school.
Here's some... We're going to show you some culture. Some different artists here. A little bit of culture from somewhere where you're not from. Well, they call it indoctrination. Other people call it just reading shit, maybe.
Right.
Indoctrination to them. But I think that just means learning shit. They want to ban all these books because they think these books are indoctrinating people. They're making people smart.
I think it happened after the show, didn't it? When that that judge banned the Mifepristone.
Oh yeah,
Mifepristone. I don't think we talked about it on the show.
No,
we didn't.
We
talked about it offline a lot.
Crab diving offline conversation.
Yeah. So that piece of shit, Kaczmarek, the person who's almost solidified and immobile from dried Trump cum all over
geez,
him.
Oh, jeez,
has ruled exactly as we thought he would.
Yay.
And in fact, the ruling uses language that is profoundly Christo lunatic, forced birther kind of shit. It says Mifepristone starves the young baby or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Starves the unborn child.
How embarrassing! Those kind of those terms in our legislation right. In this country. Holy fucking!
The scientific term is fetus, but he refuses to use that. Everything is unborn child, unborn human, baby.
Well, this is legal shit, isn't it?
The New Republic has a headline that says a completely bogus study is at the heart of the ruling to ban the abortion pill. Of course it is.
Right.
The bombshell ruling that could take abortion pills off the national market. Now, we also had a hero judge.
Yeah.
In the Northwest, Washington, I think. I'll open that in a second. Who seemed to be waiting for this to happen or whatever. But he issued a similar ruling about Mifepristone.
Right.
But his ruling was that the FDA cannot remove it from the market. He put a stay on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now, I mean, it's a collision course for the fucking SCOTUS.
The governor,
who knows what's going to happen with the SCOTUS.
Which governor did that? Mississippi?
No, it was the a judge in the Northwest.
Oh, a judge in Northwest, right.
Texas federal judge Matthew Kaczmarek ruled Friday that Mifepristone, one of the medications used to induce an abortion, had been improperly approved and should be yanked from the U.S. market.
It's bullshit, though. Improperly approved.
Another judge has already filed a dueling injunction to keep the drug available. The lawsuit was filed in November by a coalition of, I'm changing the term, pro-forced birth groups. Says anti-abortion.
But
like, I refuse to say it anymore. It's got to be pro-forced birth because that's all these motherfuckers
yes.
are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it doesn't make sense, right? Because they're saying that it's... What is their argument? They're saying it is an abortive pill.
Oh, yeah. They're okay. They know that. They're saying it wasn't approved correctly and that it's killing everybody.
But
even though it has shown to have fewer than like ibuprofen.
So then they're changing.
Says it has more side effects.
So then they're changing the argument.
Of course.
That's shitty.
The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of anti-abortion groups and individuals who specifically chose Kesmerick. This is that judge shopping bullshit.
Oh, yeah, they found the friendly judge.
Because of his history of anti-abortion decisions. They argued the FDA had improperly approved the drug for widespread use more than 20 years ago. Meanwhile, more than 20 years with very few side effects. It's had a history of. Meanwhile, more than 100 scientific studies have shown that mifepristone is safe.
You know what it's safer than? Pregnancy.
Yeah. In his ruling, this motherfucker, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
This motherfucker, Kesmerick, cited a study that posited, quote, 14% of women and girls reported having received insufficient information about the side effects of having an abortion.
Oh, God, here we go. See?
The study also says that, quote, 83% of women report that chemical abortion changed them, whatever that means. And 77% of those women reported a negative change.
These are all different arguments again.
Well, and it's a bullshit study.
Yeah.
The study analyzed anonymous posts on an anti-abortion website.
What the fuck kind of study is that even?
Called Abortion Changes You, which runs a blog with stories from people who regret having abortions.
Yes.
The sample size, Ryan,
yes,
on Abortion Changes You website was 98 fucking blog posts. And they've decided to...
We're going to legislate the planet with that.
This motherfucking judge uses this. This is cited in the argument. This judge, listen to this.
That is crazy. Shame.
So dumb. This is like, one person said, this is roughly like reporting the statistic that 83% of people are fans of Judge Kaczmarek without mentioning that the entire sample consisted of posters on the Judge Kaczmarek fanclub.com.
Yeah, it's not scientific. It's not scientific! It's just a bullshit poll then. You can't cite it like
it was
like
ridiculous.
It's
right, right.
You can't even sell that poll to someone, you know, with a straight face.
But that's one of the arguments.
Well, that's a bullshit argument. That's not an argument. Oh, that's lies. That's laughable.
The Justice Department, meanwhile, is
it's 98.
Moving quickly to halt. Is asking the Fifth U.S. Circuit to halt the ruling from this prick, this activist judge. Talk about activist judge.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I mean, you know, and you know, you can't take a day off from watching the Republicans, these assholes.
This other lawsuit that injunction that was filed is pursuant to defendants altering the status quo and rights of the availability of mifepristone under the current operative. So yeah, this judge in Washington.
Yes.
I'm trying to find a better story because it linked me to a tweet and that does, it does fuck all. Thanks, Twitter.
Man, that's crazy. You can't just shop these judges. I just don't understand. How do you know then? Like, when you're shopping judges, how do you know what their... I guess you get their record and you look at them.
This guy was on the board of pro-forced birth organizations. He donated to them. He was on the
board. So it's not hard.
Board.
It's not hard to figure out which one you want. We want this lunatic.
Senior executives from over 250 pharmaceutical and biotech companies have written a brutal letter condemning the Texas judge's ruling banning mifepristone, saying it, quote, ignores decades of scientific evidence and legal precedent.
You're ignoring science in what is a medicine.
The DOJ has appealed the judge's decision.
Yay!
I'm trying to find... Yeah, this is the New York Times. More than 400 executives signed on to this letter saying that the decision ignored scientific and legal precedent.
Right.
Drug company leaders.
Jeez.
Because you can get some fucking activist judge in Poe fucking Dunk, Texas, really? Or somewhere to rule that your drug that was approved and has been out for 20 years suddenly shouldn't be there.
I mean, what? You know what? I didn't. What happens to that drug then? That's on the shelves. Does it get destroyed?
Well, right. I don't know.
Does the government pay for those drugs that they're going to destroy, or is the company just out those pills, or you know, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. But there are states. There's a couple of states that stockpiled it where they have adult governors. Yeah. I saw one. I don't remember what state, but it was somebody tweeting saying thanking their governor. Let's call him a Democrat, of course. Thanking the governor for seeing this coming and ordering a stockpile for the state so that they couldn't prevent it in the state.
I mean, that's... See, now that...
Mifepristone is 15 times safer than pregnancy. It's twice as safe as penicillin and 8 times as safe as Viagra.
I mean, you know, we live in a country, I guess, now where certain states... You live in this weird section of the country that is governed by science from the 50s, and then we have present-day science countries. That's not fair. I demanded that change, and that's bullshit. Fuck it. I hate that. I hate this! It's not our fault we live here. I mean, shit, man. I mean, can't you just... It doesn't make any sense.
Crazy.
It's...
yeah, this, there's other arguments too that are just ridiculous in this one that some ridiculous percentage of women regret their abortion, but it's just not true. It's another one of these, I regret my abortion.com websites, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we took a poll.
But aren't we talking about a procedure in a way that's not scientific or like relevant to what you're talking about? These people are talking about medical shit in a very emotional way. It's science shit you're talking about,
right? But they don't care about your facts and your science.
Well,
what about,
I mean,
Jesus?
You know, it's the life of the mother. Who gives a fuck, right? I mean, let me take the life of the mother. Now you're making a doctor take into the account of rules set up by some weird fucking Jeebus worshiper.
Here it is. A federal judge in Washington State Friday ordered U.S. authorities not to make any changes that would restrict access to the abortion medication mifepristone in 17 Democratic-led states that sued over the issue. So,
yeah, congratulations if you live in one of those states.
Countering a ruling by a judge in Texas on the same day that ordered a hold on federal approval of the drug. The dueling decisions throwing into question access to the nation's most common method of abortion, one that that scientists have approved for use for decades.
God damn it. What you said is crazy. 17 states. 17 states have reasonable shit, and then the other, whatever the math is, the other states don't. I mean, that's what do we need to do to fix it so crab diving doesn't live in The Handmaid's Tale? What do we do?
Well, move back to California, move to Illinois,
maybe
New York.
Some of these assholes in California donate to a race. Some George Clooney, please come down here and campaign for whoever the fuck is running against Matt Gaetz. Matt Damon, please come down here and campaign for whoever. Meryl Streep, campaign for who's ever running against Ron DeSantis.
Why would they do that?
Because it's...
They're sitting on Jeff Bezos' boat.
Get off his dumbass fucking boat and help out some people. It's obviously not working out. We're following the system. We're following the system. Texas isn't even on the fucking grid. We're a shit show. We're literally a shit show. We're covered in shit. Florida is.
You want good news?
Yes.
Some good news? The youngest Americans are the least likely churchgoers we have ever seen, according to new data from the Cooperative Election Study.
Shit. Damn, Jesus, hear that?
Nearly half of Gen Z, born after 1996, has no religious affiliation whatsoever.
That's what I mean, Jesus. You fucked up. You lost your audience base. You lost your fans. They're leaving you.
Millennials aren't that far behind, really.
It's over. How many years does Jesus have tops before he's just done? Before he's done. How many years?
It's mostly the boomers and the silent generation.
I've got some bad news for you. Nobody cares that you died on that cross anymore. Ouch.
Gen X, 35%.
Oh!
Have no religion.
Oh! Damn, Jesus.
The millennials.
Yes.
Are 47-ish, 48%. I'm looking at a bar graph. It doesn't have the...
47% of the millennials, Jesus, don't fucking
believe.
Oh, 44,
believe. Excuse me. And then Gen Z is 48.
Gen Z, 48. Don't believe in you or your dad or any of your bullshit. Holy shit.
But up from... Up 3% from 2 years ago only.
You know, you think God is real and he's listening to this. He's talking to his team and he's like, we got to do a miracle, something big, because no one's believing in our shit anymore. We got to get out there with a big fucking...
You got to get some PR firm to...
We got to...
Maybe stop the priests and the youth pastors from diddling kids.
What? Jesus is like, what are you talking about? I haven't been paying attention to Catholics for a long time. Since they stopped with the Inquisition, I'm just over it. I don't know what they're doing.
Nearly half of Gen Z say they have no religious affiliation whatsoever, an astonishing change showing how the grip of faith has loosened over time.
Oh my God!
And how organized religion itself is no longer seen as useful for young people whose lives have been upended by conservative beliefs.
Yes.
And the loudest voices inside those denominations.
Jesus,
so young people are sick of your shit.
Right, and how are you going to pivot, Jesus? You got this organization, you got these angels up there in the sky with harps and all this...
It seems statistically justifiable to say that by the next presidential election, half or more than half of Gen Z will be identifying as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular.
Right. Right. Woo-hoo! Nothing in particular, Jesus. That is your future. Nothing in particular. That's, you know, you got to make an adjustment for that. You're going to have to find another job. Because your job is not going to pay shit anymore.
The breakdown of religious labels here are 31% nothing in particular, Protestants 20%, 15% Catholic,
right,
9% agnostic, 9% atheist.
Jeez, I mean, this is big news because it wasn't that long ago that Jesus was, you know, back in the day, in the heyday of Blockbuster, you go in there and there'd be a big... cardboard display of Passion of the Christ. And Jim Caviezel, Jesus, in other words, all bloody and shit right there. And people just, they just couldn't keep that movie in stock. And everybody's buying it and renting it. And it's just different now, isn't it?
8% other, 3% Jewish, 2% Muslim, 1% Mormon, 1% Orthodox, 1% Buddhist, 1% Hindu.
I don't know why I like this idea. The vision of Jesus working at a Blockbuster. I like that. It's too bad we don't have those.
Almost 40% of Gen Z never attend religious services.
Yeah, fuck that.
While 70% attend once a year at most.
Oh,
they show
shit!
Up for Easter or Christmas and they're done.
Okay, are you going to tie a tenth of your money? Are you going to bring a tenth of your income those 2 days?
They're not, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Millennials have similar numbers.
What are you guys going to do? With the churches that nobody's going to.
Given that 39% of the silent generation attends church weekly or more often, it's a complete shift in values.
What does that mean, the silent generation?
That's before Gen X. That's the more, 1920 to 19, or 1940 to 1960.
What are they going to do with these churches that nobody wants to go to anymore? What are they going to do with them? It takes all this money to heat these buildings. You got 5 people in there tithing.
Oh, no, silent is are 1925 to 1945.
Yes.
Birth date. Boomers are 46 to 64. Gen X, 65 to 76. Millennials 77 to 95,
right,
and Gen Z 96 till like now.
Jeez. Well, still, I don't know. I mean,
isn't there Gen Y now? Isn't that the new one? Aren't they going backwards?
I mean, what's going to happen to the? I mean, I'm assuming there'll be less people praying, in that will help with the internet flow, right? I mean, we'll have less of the public airways for these prayers gumming up everything. Maybe the internet signal will be stronger. Will that be less praying? I'm just trying to figure out.
It's not hard to speculate the reasons. Many powerful churches, certainly the ones that get mainstream attention, are political in all the wrong ways. They're anti-LGBTQ, anti-abortion, anti-vaccine. They don't want women preaching in the church, and they won't acknowledge the existence of trans people. They spread lies about sex, work to ban books, oppose racial justice, downplay our climate emergency, demonize public schools, celebrate assault weapons, and endorse right-wing candidates who live out none of their supposed values.
Yeah, they're finally... God, listen to that. That is...
What a list.
I'm trying to think what is it that you just described? I mean, that's a monster.
Crazy.
That's
Christo-fascist, yeah.
No, send your kids there for youth group. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Confronted with the harm they're causing, they use their faith as a shield as if it makes them immune to criticism. Not every church is like this, but non-denominational evangelical megachurches, the Southern Baptist Convention, the Mormon Church, and the Catholic Church all stand behind many of those ideas. Pastors within those groups who disagree often feel powerless to push back.
Yeah, I mean, it's listen, all these people, how are they ever going to progress? You got all these maggots out there.
Yeah.
And now how do they do this? They have less maggots to milk. What will they, I mean, so now, is there going to be like church going out of business sales, or don't give a tenth of your income. I'll talk to God for you for 7.5% of your income rather than 10th. It's cheaper than these dumb fucking Baptists down the street. If you're near a Catholic church, just bring your kids in here. We won't molest them. Probably. But over there, I mean,
asterisk.
Listen, man. You know what I mean?
Your experience may vary.
Yeah. The odds are in that Catholic place, that's their shit. So.
So the most pressing cultural issues of our time, religious organizations have often taken the most, more thoughtless, more cruel, and least scientific paths imaginable.
Yay!
They've made our country a less safe place to live.
Good.
They have repeatedly shown they cannot be trusted on matters of basic human decency. There is no shortage of articles documenting their hypocrisy.
What happened? It's just a bunch of people walking around believing in nothing. How did what that you just read happen? And fuck, it's just people walking around believing in nothing. How could it all go so wrong?
There are undoubtedly religious leaders who oppose all of this and don't hold back in their criticism. Church-state separation groups even work with them on legal cases.
Yay.
But at the end of the day, they still believe the truth lies in the same works of fiction as their religious colleagues. You can tell this is written by an atheist.
Yes.
Not exactly an appealing pitch to a generation of people who have been inundated with lies every time they go online.
I want to get to a space where what I am has no name, because it doesn't really need one. I don't need a name for not believing in anything. I don't need a name for not believing in something that doesn't exist. I mean, yeah, I'm an
Well, yeah, that's one of their rhetorical arguments when they say atheism is a belief.
No, it's not, dumb fuck.
Right.
I don't believe in shit in the sky, and I get a weird term for it. That's the dumbest shit. Why? I don't understand why atheists exist. What the fuck? That's like saying non-flat earther or something. I don't believe in something that's fake.
Maybe I will take a few minutes just to say something that I find repulsive about, especially monotheistic messianic religion. With a large part of itself, it quite clearly wants us all to die. It wants this world to come to an end. You can tell the yearning for things to be over whenever you read any of its real texts or listen to any of its real, authentic spokesmen, not the... sort of the pathetic apologists who sometimes masquerade for it. Those who talk there was a famous spokesman for this in Virginia until recently, about the rapture. Say that those of us who have chosen rightly will be gathered to the arms of Jesus, leaving all of the rest of you behind. If we're in a car, it's your lookout. That car won't have a driver anymore. If you're a pilot, that's your lookout. That plane will crash. We will be with Jesus, and the rest of you can go straight to hell. The eschatological element that is inseparable from Christianity. If you don't believe that there is to be an apocalypse, there is going to be an end, a separation of the sheep and the goats, a condemnation, a final one, then you're not really a believer. And the contempt for the things of this world shows through all of them. It's well put in an old rhyme from an English exclusive brethren sect. It says that we are the pure and chosen few, and all the rest are damned. There's room enough in hell for you. We don't want heaven crammed. You can tell it when you see the extreme Muslims talk.
We don't want heaven crammed.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's
up
Hitchens,
here.
Of course.
Yeah, this we do this show and it's just like this religion shit is bizarre. I mean, it's bizarre, and you know, not buying into it shouldn't gain you a label. This is like crazy. It's literally nuts.
Yeah, Hitchens, amazing. Let me see if, God, there's one in particular. He takes out a rabbi about circumcision. It's just fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Here's a quick short one. This is, I think this is the short one. This is Christopher.
Whereas to tell a child, you go to this church, which means you'll go to heaven, but your little playmates don't go to that church, and therefore will go to hell, seems to me to be an unpleasant thing to be saying.
But yes, that is.
Maybe I'm in a minority then.
That could be an unpleasant thing, but how do you
develop? Actually, an evil thing.
Let's call it evil,
only,
Christopher.
And something only a religious person would dream of saying.
Let's call it evil. Where does evil come from?
Religion.
yeah! You created this shit!
Not a hesitation. Where does evil come from? Religion.
Why is there a hell in it? I mean, you know.
So that's, I guess, good news that Gen Z,
right,
there's hope
news
on the horizon. That's another thing. Oh, this drove me crazy. You talk about misleading headlines.
Yes.
This one was bouncing around a few days ago. About this radio signal that they've heard from this alien planet.
Yes.
So of course, oh my God. The NASA announced that they have a coherent signal from an exoplanet, which just means a planet not in our system.
Yeah.
But you hear the word coherent and everyone thinks, oh my God, we're picking up radio free alien.
It's a coherent signal. I mean, it's something like you can.
And even here's one of the headlines. Coherent radio signal from alien planet hints possibility of life outside of Earth.
Click on this and then click on this thing into a sales funnel.
And all it's shown is that this planet seems to have magnetic fields that are creating this signal. Like Earth has a magnetic field. Earth also gives off natural radio waves.
Are you talking about 5G?
No, Earth gives off its natural radio waves.
Okay.
Because of our magnetic field.
Yeah, personality.
And when the solar particles hit it. But
isn't all that science bullshit?
Well, and that's what's going on here.
Right.
Astronomers are one step closer to learning whether there is life beyond Earth. No, they're not.
Yeah, it's just
Maybe they're a step closer. They found another planet.
You can't live there.
And they have refined their methodology of how to analyze these planets now so that we can even fucking see them
yeah,
and detect them because they don't give off light.
Yes.
When they've got a big old star next to them and you're looking at something that's 20, 30, 100 light years away.
Right. They don't give off light. There's no light there, you're saying?
No, the planets reflect light. A magnetic field on a planet is the first sign.
Yeah, I know the planets don't give off light. Then is it just dark as shit there anyway?
Well, no, it's visible. I'm just saying that from this distance,
you can't see
the light of a star. Right. So we know they've got planets. We find the planets by their wobble, and then we locate the spot the planet should be, and then we aim our other telescopes in that direct.
Right.
Now researchers believe they have another planet that has its own magnetic field, indicating it could be supporting extraterrestrial beings.
Jesus.
Ah!
How many jumps away is it?
It is 12 light years away.
So that's four jumps, depending on if the hyperdrive has been drained in the last 6 weeks.
Does your hyperdrive go 3 light years or each jump?
Chewie, did you go to Meineke?
In a paper published to Nature Astronomy Journal, astrophysicists have found rocky planet YZ Ceti, which was deflecting repeated radio signals from the star it orbits around.
We got to go there and build us a church!
The planet, which is 12 light years away, had an Earth-like field that is interacting with the star to generate the signal. However, due to its invisibility, it has proven challenging to determine whether the planet actually had its own magnetic field. So they finally figured out a way to do that.
Do you think there's other beings watching us develop and they're like, listen, the Earth is getting really close. We're going to see if they're going to be able to make it. We never fuck with people, with a species, until they get past this religion stage. Once they get past the religion stage, then you can deal with them. But do not fuck with them before them, because they're crazy. Do you think?
But what if they're religious and they discover the warp drive?
That's
possible.
Is it?
Sure. We've been to the moon.
Right.
And we were more religious before. Not fundamentalist.
Yeah.
But more religious, I would say.
Right. You've been to the moon. That doesn't mean that, you know, do you think they were surprised when they got up there and they didn't find God?
No. What do you think? God's up there in a chase lounge?
Are they religious?
Sitting on the moon somewhere smoking a fatty?
Are there any astronauts you think believe in God or nuclear physicists?
Probably.
And shit
sure,
like that?
sure.
I wonder how they square that
There's
shit.
There's occasional scientists like that that believe in God, which I.
Why know, is it.
Don't get but
God on the periodic table.
Well, he is the periodic table. He created the periodic table.
His power is found within the periodic table.
Sure. Why not? God ma'am.
I'm just thinking about the Inquisition and all that shit. Is like people believed in this shit so hard they made like a box with nails on the inside of it that they would shove people into and then shut. Fuck them up.
Right. How about those witch trials where they would drown you, and if you didn't drown, they knew you were a witch. And if you did drown, oh, sorry, she wasn't. Whoopsie.
These aliens are watching these earthlings. They're like, we're waiting for the good ideas to start a coming, guys. Whenever you want to start with the good ideas. Because holy shit, you're a fuck storm right now. My God. Look at that. And I'm tired. They're remaking an Indiana Jones movie. Can you fucking believe this shit? Let's fuck. We're going to vaporize this fucking horrible place.
Here we go.
What about if you don't feel like having sex? Well, our obedience has nothing to do with our feelings. Nothing, women. It has to do with obeying God, because he commands us to, and he knows what's good for us. We love our children, not based upon our feelings, but because God commands us to. You might feel more love.
That's kind of depressing. Right? I mean, what's wrong with these Christians? That's their whole, the whole argument of their morality.
Imagine.
We argue that as atheists,
right,
we are more moral people because our morality is founded in actually wanting to be a good person and having empathy for others and how what we do and say affects others, etc.
Sure, virtue.
Their morality is based on not having hot red pokers shoved up their assholes for eternity by some imaginary devil dancing around.
I listen to Mommy's podcast and she said she loves me because she'll burn in hell
otherwise.
Right,
it's the same thing.
Ah, I'll roast the hell of my... But I don't love this dumb fucking kid. You goddamn right.
I don't fucking love my kid, but I have to because God tells me to.
I love you out of fear.
But because God commands us to.
Crazy.
You might feel more love towards one child than another, but you still need to act like you love that child deeply.
This is like what Trump said a few weeks ago. Remember when he was like, you know, hey, if you may not even like your kids. Hey,
she's not wrong. I mean, what she's saying isn't necessarily wrong. I mean, you have to love your kids equally, God, I hope your kids don't have iTunes.
This is some Christian fundamentalist who gives advice.
Please stop it.
Love that child deeply. Does this mean that you have to give sex whenever, wherever, and however? No, you don't have to give. I wrote a post about that. You can go to my blog and I'll post it underneath. You don't have to have anal sex because I think that's dangerous.
Where did that come from?
I don't know what to say.
Where did that come from? I don't have to have anal sex because I think that's dangerous.
I'm sorry. Is this person a doctor? I mean,
no.
I don't know. I mean, is that a
doctor? Underneath, you don't have to have anal sex because I think that's dangerous. You're just exhausted. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you just had a child. And there's different ways that you can satisfy him sexually, can be creative that aren't harmful.
There's different
ways. Be creative without...
Give up that asshole, please.
We're not saying that.
Holy shit. Good luck, everybody. These Christians can't have anal sex.
I guess, yeah.
Wait, they can't, right?
Is that on the list? I don't know.
Right.
I don't think we were ever told anything about that with in Catholic school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I mean, it was never told to us that it was bad.
I mean, it's like, but it's funny because it's like none of these kids know what good or bad. All they know is they're afraid of.
I'm Ben Meisters. Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just crazy in a way. It's like everything is so weird and not clear. But you're reminded that if you do certain things wrong, you're gonna roast in eternal damnation.
Well, yeah,
and you're not even sure what the rules are even. It's very fucked.
It's very fucked up.
God damn.
These people are nuts.
We got to get rid of religion. It's just, come on. Just do something else, please. Grow up. You don't need it. It's crazy.
It's not Faithless Friday, but, you know, we had some...
Jesus.
Like I said, we had some bleed over.
Happy and rich again. And they're doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth and they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes.
All right. Okay. So far, I understand.
Okay. This is, there's some commentary going on
here. I'm glad you're replaying this because this happened a while back and I always thought that we needed to play this some more. This is some crazy
children. I got rid of the death tax on farms. So that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children.
On the assumption.
These are pro-life people.
On your assumption that you love your children.
And these pro-life motherfuckers are wild. Holy fuck, Trump. Jeez, poor Ivanker.
On the assumption that you love your children.
Do you think he loves Ivanka?
Oh, yeah. I think as much as he's capable.
Is he in love with Eric? Does he love Eric?
No, he
doesn't love Eric. Love Don Jr., but he loves Ivanka. He has to.
Right.
What do you mean, right? Why do you say it like that? What are you taking into account? Right, but. Trump loves Ivanka, but there's no but. They're in love.
Well, I think they're having a rough period right now because she's not supporting his
what?
She's not out
Well, he got arrested.
She's distancing herself from everything.
Right.
Well, but Don Jr. was out pouring gasoline on his clothes in New York when Dad got arrested, for fuck's sake.
This is all dumb fuckheads.
What is it? What do you call it? The death tax he's talking about. That's what they call it.
Right. I mean, you know, what if your kids don't deserve what you're leaving them? You don't want to give it to them, so...
here's the rest of this.
Oh, it's so good.
You can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so.
Yes. And maybe deservedly so.
I'm looking at you, Eric. I'm looking at you, Ivanka.
You know, I watched I Got a Morning Joe when they were all reading this in short. I swear to God, they were all doing it in unison for a while. Because, like, it's like a joke.
It's amazing. It is. It's another one of those. It's like a fucking Christopher Guest movie. You would never believe it's actually real.
It's Festivus.
Nobody in history.
Oh, I went back too far.
Sorry. Yeah.
I went back too far.
Ethanol, and I made farmers happy and rich again, and they're doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth, and they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes to their children. I got rid of the death tax on farms so that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children, you can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so, it won't matter. Because frankly, you don't have to leave them anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
But wait, go have a good time. He said that at the end.
Oh, I don't have that on this. They must have cut it.
I swear to God, I think he said that, unless I'm crazy. Somebody cut
Nobody
it.
In his, it won't matter. Because frankly, you don't have to leave them anything. Thank you very much. Have fun.
Oh, have fun.
Thank you very much. You ain't getting shit.
Thank you very much. Have fun.
Have fun, motherfucker. Enjoy it.
That was directed directly at Ivanka.
Deservedly so. You ain't getting shit. Have fun. Deservedly so. Frankly, you're not getting anything.
Did you see the story about this this Harlan Crow guy that
mega kind
Thomas? Yeah, Justice Thomas's sugar daddy.
Yes, Clarence's buddy.
It appears he has quite the extensive collection of Nazi memorabilia.
Are you kidding?
No.
What an onion layer. This guy's pulling back the layers of the onion, but it's a Godwin's onion. It's a Godwin's onion because we know if you pull back six or fewer layers, that there's a Nazi
you always
fucking
get to Hitler.
Shit. There's Nazi shit. Ooh, look, we found a swastika in the middle of the fucking onion. Not even in the middle of the onion, but three layers in.
The Nation title: Clarence Thomas's rich friend collects judges, politicians, and Nazi memorabilia.
They all do. How many fucking stories about weird fucking Nazi shit have we done about Republicans? This is not the first one. This is not the first one into Nazi shit. I know it's not. I'm not being a paranoid lib fuck. Right? What? Why does this Supreme Court fucking justice have a bunch of Nazi shit?
From the Washingtonian, when Republican megadonor Harlan Crow isn't lavishing Justice Clarence Thomas with free trips on his private plane and yacht,
Jesus Christ,
in possible violation of Supreme Court ethics rules, he lives a quiet life in Dallas among his historical collections. These collections include Hitler artifacts, two of his paintings of European cityscapes, a signed copy of Mein Kampf, and assorted Nazi memorabilia. Plus a garden full of the statues of 20th century's worst despots.
A garden? Where is this? What?
At his garden. He's got like...
Hitler's garden.
No. Crow's Garden.
Oh, that's right. God, I so much Hitler shit. Crow's Garden, the mega cunt.
Despite Crow's discomfort, the reporter did manage to see the Garden of Dictator statues, describing it as a historical nod to the facts of man's inhumanity to man. Among the figures in the, quote, Garden of Evil are Lenin and Stalin,
right.
Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu, Yugoslav dictator Josip Broz Tito.
Oh, the favorites. The band's back together, everybody.
These are apparently not statues that he commissioned.
Yes.
He said they're bona fide artifacts from public squares across Europe and Asia that citizens toppled at the end of the regimes. According to Crow, the white streaks on the Lenin statue are remnants of paint thrown by furious Russians, and the chunks missing from Stalin are evidence of the wrath of the anti-communist hordes. He says that the Gavrilo Princip statue had to be smuggled across the border between Serbia and Croatia, disguised as rubble, for fear that the Croatian border guards might destroy it in rage.
What the fuck?
So he's claiming that it's to remind us of all the badness. He's not lionizing or anything.
Celebrating.
No.
Why are you preoccupied with Nazi shit, though? There's other memorabilia you could get into. You could collect baseball cards. People love baseball. You gotta love Nazi shit. She's gotta have a Nazi guy. What are they? Harlan's like, hey, Clarence, I got this pocket Hitler knife or something. What do these people find this shit?
He's got anywhere? A signed copy of Mein Kampf.
I forgot about that.
For what purpose? Two of his paintings. Two Hitler paintings.
Originals or prints?
Originals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong
I'm
with
sorry.
You? He's a billionaire. What's wrong with you?
Why are you having this
Plus,
shit?
Plus, who printed? Who did prints of Hitler's? Of Hitler's shit. Did they do a lot of prints?
I just don't know who wants this shit. I don't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do with a Hitler painting, because you look at Hitler and I would think all the people that he fucking killed. That's what I would think.
Crow was quite a collector. His personal library would rival a small college, complete with first editions on American history, several original Gilbert Stuart paintings decorating the walls, and under long glass displays, letters of famous people from Thomas Jefferson to the Wright brothers. Then there's the room mementos of the principals of World War II. On one wall, a painting by Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Another wall, a landscape by Dwight Eisenhower.
Perfect.
On a third wall, two original paintings of a European city.
Yes.
By Adolf Hitler.
Kaboom, guys. Yeah, we always have the Hitler. We always
I'm
get
sure
to
Churchill
the
and
Don't
Eisenhower
worry about it. Oh, they love it.
Would be thrilled to be included in that.
Yeah, there
in that art installation.
Yes, you see that? One question. Who painted that shit? Don't tell me that's not an Adolf hanging up in the fucking dining room, motherfucker. Is that an original Hitler?
Oh, there's also a statue of Castro in the evil lawn.
I think if you're there with the statue of Hitler, you got to take a knife and chop it up or some shit like that.
We don't have much time. Listen fucking to original. Fucking Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, very Jewish, very kind of Zionist-y.
Yes.
Very anti-Semites.
Okay.
One would think this would disturb him.
He's confused.
But this guy is supporting his favorite buddies.
Right.
So listen to fucking Ben Shapiro.
Yay!
Twisting his conservative logic.
His nipples.
Ben Shapiro. I mean, you know, it's just Hitler.
I feel like it's been a while since we've heard from him.
And apparently he's a very, very bad man. You're not allowed to be friends with Justice Thomas because apparently they're now accusing him, I'm not kidding you, of being like a Nazi. The reason is because this is what Nazis do. They make friends.
They're accusing him of being like a Nazi.
Right. I'm not supposed to be
Nazi.
Friends with him?
The reason is because this is what Nazis do.
He's saying this is what us, we're saying nobody can be friends.
Well, it's not really a possibility that I think a lot of people I know could be friends with Thomas or any of the Scottish.
He's saying, hey, it's no big deal that his friend is a billionaire that gives him free air flights and free yacht cruises.
Right, right.
Reason is because this is what Nazis do. They make friends with Clarence Thomas. That
and greased pig chases, BTW. Did you hear about that at the That was in one of the articles,
too. No, I did not fucking hear about
that. This is one of the articles where they go hunting and they have greased pig chases and stuff.
Why are these people so fucking strange?
Famous for loving black people. This is one of the things they're most famous for. So Kevin Cruz, who is just a ridiculous human being, a pseudo-academic over Princeton University who has somehow avoided plagiarism charges that have gotten him kicked out of the university. He tweeted out, I've spent decades of my life researching and writing about white supremacists, and no, I don't have any paintings or statues of them in my house because that's not something you do with the people you hate. What's he talking about there? Well, apparently, Harlan Crow collects basically memorabilia from defunct communist and Nazi states, and he has a garden in which he displays these things to show what the capitalistic free market and Judeo-Christian ethic has overcome.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. I mean, God.
He's not celebrating them, Ryan. He's right. Laughing at their demise. Look at what capitalism has destroyed.
Well, you know, a lot of people in their garden, they plant like peas or sunflowers right. or something, or maybe some soybeans. This guy's
That signed article, that signed book of Mein Kampf doesn't mean anything. It just means it's about, you know, hey, look, we beat this guy.
People that hang out with this person are like, can we go through one day without talking about Hitler? Right. No, obviously not.
We got to get out of here.
Yes.
We're back Wednesday. We're off tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Back Wednesday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Turn that down a little bit. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner on the webpage. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.